Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
In its second weekend at the box office, Frozen took the top spot, 31.6 million in ticket sales. And after 2 weeks at number one, Catching Fire slipped to second place with 27 million. The only new release out this weekend was Out of the Furnace. It debuted in third with 5.3 million in ticket sales.
Number four.
Carrie Underwood getting pummeled for her acting in last Thursday's Sound of Music Live. And to her worst critics, Carrie finally had to say something. On Friday, she tweeted, plain and simple, mean people need Jesus. They will be in my prayers tonight. 1 Peter 2, 1 through 25.
Number three.
Technical problems plagued the performers at Kiss's Jingle Ball in L.A. Friday night. But it looks like Selena Gomez got the worst of it. Her audio and her microphone cut out, and suddenly, clear as day, Selena blurted out the F word. Now, she tried to chit-chat with the crowd while the problem was fixed, promising to perform at least two more songs. But after performing Come and Get It, Selena reportedly dropped the mic and just walked off stage.
Number two.
Paris Hilton's little brother, Baron, got beaten up by a guy at a house party in South Beach over the weekend, and he claims that Lindsay Lohan egged the guy on with her yelling, "You talk blank about me to my boyfriend, and this is what you get." But the guy who did the beating claims that he was trying to get Baron to leave his party, that Baron started with that, "Do you know who I am and who my sisters are?" And that Baron's the one who threw the first punch.
Number one.
And it looks like things are heating back up with Harry Styles and Kendall Jenner. The two of them were spotted leaving the Gansevoort Hotel together in New York City, and she was backstage when he performed on Saturday Night Live. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.